Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Vishnupad Paramahans Parukracharya Storasar Shishimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupad Ki जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिकराचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमती भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवशक्ति गौर भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद So before I start reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, this is the internal reasons for the manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas here so we can enlighten each other and glorify our eternal spiritual master, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. I need so someone have a phone with a Veda base because my computer doesn't have the Veda base and I just need to read the summary. Sorry, I forgot that we may not have Chaitanya Charitamrita here. Yes, but I don't have internet. I can connect. Yes, let me see. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to read the summary. Now, this is a section that has 277 verses. So I have compiled about 7 pages of nectar out of those 277 verses. Will we be able to achieve those? I do not know. But it is all meditation and absorption for us all, because this is a wonderful chapter, as we know. So the summary is, in this chapter, the author has fully discussed, that is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has fully discussed, I think that was the external reason. So let me see. Yeah, that was the external reasons. That is external. We are in the internal, which is fourth. Yes, sorry. In the internal one. That is chapter 4. Yes. It's 1-4. Yes. Adi Lila, chapter 4. We were reading external yesterday. Today is the internal. Yes. No, it is the internal reasons. I should have brought my phone. Okay, I think. Yes, there it is. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, the confidential reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Gaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object Radharani. The second reason for His appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of Himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of Himself, He accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed His company and He enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Sri Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is the transcendental male and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna Himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu, these were secondary reasons. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees. The records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his various prayers and poems. This chapter also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust. Therefore, the author has very clearly distinguished between them. Om Agyanam Timirandasya Agyanam I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. So, a lot of nectar in this chapter, a lot of meditations for us as we are getting ready for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I will request all devotees to try and meditate on this wonderful chapter. So, what I'll do is I'll read the translations that I have compiled and then some of Srila Prabhupada's purports from the Chaitanya Charitamrita mainly, which give more light to what Srila Prabhupada is saying. And in addition, I've looked at other sources like the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and this way be able to present this presentation. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastimes of Vraja, according to the vision of the revealed scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that he reserves the right, means Lord Krishna reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of the non-devotees. And in the Bhagavad Gita, we know we have Naham Prakasa Sarvasya, Yoga Maya Samvritta, Muda Ayam Nabi Janati, Loka Mam, Ajam Avyavyam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency. And therefore, they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport to this, in the Bhagavad Gita, that what is this internal potency? What is this internal potency covering? So the internal potency is covered by the Brahma Jyoti. So that curtain has to be opened. And that is done only through the process of devotional service. His incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread the love of God. Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. So we have the Bahiranga which is the external, and the antaranga, which is internal. So the external is what we read yesterday, and to propagate is a secondary, is an external reason. The antaranga, the internal reasons for the Lord's manifestation, as we read in the summary, were for three primary reasons. So the Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supreme jubilant and as the most merciful of all. So we sing Narottam Das Thakur has this wonderful prayer. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Deya Karo More Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagata Sansare. Agni Dev Prabhu was singing this very beautifully on Sunday and explaining the meaning. Narottam Das Thakur actually prays, who is more magnificent than this, than Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why? Because we can see here that one of his reasons was to propagate devotional service. But devotional service on what grounds? On the grounds of spontaneous attraction. We know that Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter basically just says, Sarva Dharma Parityagya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraj. Ham tvam sarva pabhyo mokshami ma suchadat. Just surrender unto me. But didn't teach us the process of surrender. So, he is causelessly merciful, and he wants to bestow upon us this privilege of raga bhakti. Thus he appeared in his own internal energy. Look at how magnificent the Lord is. He's given us the privilege of the highest love, raga bhakti. If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control me. In whatever transcendental manner my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior. And even in the Bhagavad Gita, we know we have the shloka, Ye yata mam prabhadyante, tam stataiva pajami aham. Mam vartamanu vartante, manusya partha sarvasa. In whatever way my devotee surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. So Krishna tells Arjuna that in whatever way a devotee reciprocates or surrenders, he is rewarded accordingly. And Srila Prabhupada actually states in his purports that one is rewarded according to the degree of surrender. So we have different degrees of surrender. We know that the Bhagavad Gita is in essence all about surrender. Surrender unto me. That is Burijan Prabhu's Bhagavad Gita summary. Surrender unto me. We don't tell that openly, but that is the main essence. Surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to show us how to surrender to the Supreme Lord. So if he is attracted by servitorship to Krishna, he will no longer have to serve the material body in the degraded status of material existence. Srila Prabhupada is writing this in the purport. With the false hope of becoming master in the future. Similarly, one who sees the greatness of Krishna in neutrality will certainly never again seek the so-called relief of impersonalist or voidist philosophy. If one is not attracted by the transcendental nature of Krishna, one is sure to be attracted to material enjoyment. Thus, to become implicated in the clinging network of virtuous and sinful activities and continue material existence by transmigrating from one material body to another. Only in Krishna consciousness can we achieve the highest perfection of life. So our business is what? Is to get out. That's why we have the Back to Godhead magazine. Back to Godhead. Going back home. Back. So, in the Chaitanya Charitanam, three kinds of devotional service are described. Namely, bhakti, ordinary devotional service, Suddha bhakti, which is pure devotional service, and Vidha bhakti, which is mixed devotional service. For those grossly engaged in identifying the body as the self, pious activity or karma yoga is recommended. For those who identify the mind with the self, philosophical speculation or jnana yoga is recommended. So devotional service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. Oh my dear damsels of Raja, Your affection for me is your good fortune, for it is the only means by which you have obtained my favor. So we know that this was Shri Krishna when he met the gopis, you know, and after he had left for Mathura, he actually could only give these words and glorify the gopis for their service. So he's so indebted that the Lord cannot repay them. So such attempts are exhibitions of the highest love. Only out of pure love does the subordinate lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead chide with him. The Lord, enjoying this chiding, takes it very nicely. The exhibition of natural love makes such activities very enjoyable. In worship of the Supreme Lord with veneration, there is no manifestation of such natural love, because the devotee considers the Lord is superior. So, in the Krishna book, we know how the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna. They will make Krishna carry them. You know, they will put their when they were resting, they will rest, you know, on the lap of Krishna, because there was spontaneous love. There was no awe and reveration in that. So Lord Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, educates his devotees to develop progressively into the stage of pure devotional service. Again, I want to read this. Lord Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, educates his devotees to develop progressively to the stage of pure devotional service. Namo maha vadanyaya krishna prema padayate krishnaya krishnaya chaitanya namne gora tvise namaha. To celebrate this transcendental enthusiasm, there is need of a sentiment of separation between the lover and beloved. In the condition of material tribulation, no one wants the pangs of separation. But in the transcendental form, the very same separation, being absolute in its nature, strengthens the ties of love and enhances the desire of the lover and beloved to meet. This period of separation, evaluated transcendentally, is more relishable than the actual meeting, which lacks the feelings of increasing anticipation because the lover and beloved are both present. And we know this was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of Radharani. So in spiritual, we can see that separation actually increases our attraction for the Supreme Lord. Totally opposite of the material world. And as we will continue to read, this chapter also very clearly distinguishes between lust and love. That what is love and what is lust? We will read that. So, you know, this is very high esoteric subject matters we are speaking. And we know this is very high because our six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, comment a lot about this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited these manifestations, and he was a very strict sannyasi. We know that he chastised Junior Haridas Thakur just for a very small incident. So, please, we have to understand the distinction between lust and love. Krishna manifests his eternal human-like form and performs his pastimes to show mercy to the devotees. Having heard such pastimes, one shall engage service to him. In this way, assuming the sentiment of a devotee, he preached devotional service while practicing it himself. So the Lord is showing us by his own personal example. This munificent broadcasting of devotional service is possible only for Krishna himself, Srila Prabhupada states. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So again, this munificent broadcasting of devotional service is possible only for Krishna himself. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. That only Lord Krishna can show us the path. And so he comes as a devotee to show us that path. He is Krishna teaching his own service from the position of a devotee. The Lord's acceptance of the role of a devotee in the internal form of Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is another of the Lord's wonderful features. A conditioned soul cannot reach the absolute personality of Godhead by his imperfect endeavor. And therefore, it is wonderful that Lord Sri Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Gauranga, has made it easy for everyone to approach him. So, can a conditioned soul reach the absolute personality of Godhead by his imperfect endeavor? Yes or no? No or yes? No. Very clearly here. That's why we have the ascending and descending process of devotional service. To accept ecstatic love is the main reason he appeared, and to re-establish the religious system for this age. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency, which is what we call the Haladini Shakti. Although Radha and Krishna are one and their identity, in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That's why we say Radha Krishna Naha, so Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Naha Anya. It is a combined form of Radharani and Krishna. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. That's why Radharani's color, which is the golden hue, is what is covering Krishna's Shyam Sundar form or color. I was listening to a lecture by His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj. And Gaur Govind Maharaj was saying, because Krishna wanted to know Radharani's mood. And as we read in the summary, Krishna was not aware why Radharani loves him so much. He could not understand that because it was foreign to him. Krishna stole it from the heart of Radharani. He actually stole. And Gaur Govind Maharaj, when he uses this word, you can see the facial expression on his face as he said, he actually stole from the heart of Radharani to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. Srila Prabhupada writes that even to understand this secret, you have to approach a Mahabhagavat devotee. And that's why we have Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada explaining all this to us. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that she is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. That's why in Vrindavan they don't say Krishna, Krishna, they say Radhe, Radhe. Wherever you go, they say Radhe, Radhe. You know, the reason is because they understand that through Radharani, Krishna will bestow his mercy on us. That is why we say with Dasa and Udas, we are Dasa and Udas of the gopis. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Haladini. That's why when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, the Hare is actually the Haladini Shakti, is first giving credit and reference to Radharani. This is how prominent the position of Radharani is. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. So Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. And in fact, we know from this chapter and from the scriptures that Radharani, through Radharani, we have the manifestation of the queens, Rukmani, the queens, they even the Sakis, you know, they are divided into different categories. And then we have the 8 prime Sakis. All these are expansions or manifestations from Radharani. Just like Krishna is the original. Through Krishna, we have the manifestations of the other Lila avatars and the rest of the avatars, like Parshurama. Similarly, Radharani is the main through who all the goddesses of fortune and queens also manifest. So the unadulterated action of the Aladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Raja, and Srimati Radharani is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Aladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. So, in the summary, we have the object and we have the subject. The heart of Lord Chaitanya is the image of Sri Radhika's emotions. Thus, feelings of pleasure and pain arise constantly therein. So the heart of Lord Chaitanya is the image of Sri Radhika's emotions. Actually, meeting Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada also says in the purport that actually meeting Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation, vipralamba, taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I am, obviously, in this chapter, we have the position of Radharani being explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Then he explains the position of Krishna and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. So now it is Krishna speaking that I am the primary cause of all rasas. Krishna says, I am the primary cause. I am the full spiritual truth and I'm made of full joy. But the love of Srimati Radharani drives me mad. You know? So he is the controller, yet he's been driven mad. I am the full spiritual truth and I'm made of full joy, Sachit Ananda. But the love of Srimati Radharani drives me mad. I do not know the strength of Radha's love with which she always overwhelms me. The love of Radhika is my teacher and I am her dancing pupil. Her prema makes me dance various noble dances. And we know that during the rasa dance, Krishna actually is dancing with the gopis and Radharani is his eternal concert. But Krishna says that I'm dancing as a pupil is dancing because of Radharani. Whatever pleasure I get from tasting my love for Srimati Radharani, she tastes 10 million times more than me by her love. So, Visaya and Ashraya are two very significant words relating to the reciprocation between Krishna and his devotee. Srila Prabhupada again states in his purports. Visaya and Ashraya. The devotee is called the Ashraya and his beloved Krishna is the Visaya. In the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, Radharani is the Ashraya feature, which means, as we read, that the devotee is the Ashraya. So Radharani is in the Ashraya because she's the devotee. And Krishna is the Visaya. But the transcendental consciousness of the Lord tells him, I am Krishna and I experience pleasure as the Visaya. So the pleasure I feel, therefore, to feel the pleasure of the Ashraya category, Lord Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only Radhika, by the strength of her love, tastes all the nectar of my sweetness. So, what is the strength of Radharani? Is her unalloyed love. We hear these words by Srila Prabhupada. Unalloyed. Devotional service has to be unalloyed. That's why it's Rupanuga, Raganuga. It is not Kama Misra Bhakti, where we ask the Lord, we join our hands here, and we ask the Lord, please give me this. Please give me this. No. We want to give. Unalloyed. So, lust and love. Now the lust and love comparison starts. So, lust and love have different characteristics. Just as iron and gold have different natures. This is the actual verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The desire to gratify one's own senses is kama or lust. But the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema or love. So this is the difference. The damsels of Vraja, Radharani's only business was the satisfaction of Krishna. Obviously, through that satisfaction as a secondary, they will also get happiness. But their happiness was because they saw Krishna happy. They dressed very beautifully, not for themselves, but because they wanted Krishna to be happy by seeing them. So their consciousness, their mood, is the mood that we need to imbibe. We are dressing these beautiful deities here, Rukmani Dwarkadesh. We are dressing them so the Lord looks beautiful. So when we see, we can appreciate that beauty. That's why Krishna is called the most attractive. Obviously, God has to be the most attractive for us to be attracted to Him. We know in the material world, we cannot be attracted by someone who is not beautiful. So the desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust. But the desire to please the senses of the Lord Krishna is prema. They renounced everything for Krishna. Who is this? The damsels. They have pure attachment to giving Krishna pleasure. We know when Krishna used to play the flute at midnight, they were actually married women. And also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this chapter, Krishna, it's actually Krishna Das Kaviraj also gives the reason that the level of love is higher when you're in that stage. Because you're leaving everything for Krishna. The gopis taste a pleasure 10 million times greater than the pleasure of Lord Krishna derives from seeing them. They left everything, even their husbands. Imagine, and these are chaste women in the Vedic system. They renounce everything, they have pure attachment because they have pure attachment to giving Krishna pleasure. It's only to give the Lord pleasure. So the wonderful characteristics of the gopis are beyond imagination, Srila Prabhupada says. They have no desire for personal satisfaction. Yet when Krishna is happy by seeing them, the happiness of Krishna makes the gopis a million times more happy than Krishna himself. So this is the love in reciprocation. The gopis are the helpers, teachers, friends, wives, dear disciples, confidants, and serving maids of Lord Krishna. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, he also fulfilled his own desires. This is the principal reason for the appearance of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in that mood, he was able to fulfill his own desire. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. All the world derives pleasure from me, Krishna says. Is there anyone who can give me pleasure? One who has 100 times more qualities than me could give pleasure to my mind. So you see, even Krishna is glorifying Radharani's qualities, that she actually has 100 times more qualities than him. So the one more qualified than me is impossible to find in the world. But in Radha's alone, I feel the presence of one who can give me that pleasure. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says, I shall teach, obviously Krishna says then, and that's the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I shall teach devotional service which springs from the spontaneous love of the devotees by demonstrating it myself with my pastimes. So this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. The external part is, yes, to propagate the name of the Lord, you know, the Hare Krishna mantra, the Yuga Dharma, Sankirtan Yajna, but the internal was definitely to demonstrate, and which through his spontaneous love for him. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So I tried to summarize it as best as I can. There is so much nectar, you know, it is like, you know, Even Ananta Shesh with his 1,000 hoods cannot glorify the Lord. How do you expect in 25, 30 minutes to speak on a chapter which is the internal pastimes of the manifestation of the Lord? But if any devotee has anything to add, to comment, to add to this nectar, you know, we are right now drowning in the ocean of mercy. We are not drowning in any other ocean but the ocean of mercy. Because the Yuga Dharma, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here to give us His mercy. And we know without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot do anything. That's why the Lord says, you take a step towards me, I take 7 leaps to reveal myself. And the Lord's lips are not at the scale of our 1 step. So that spontaneous love is what we're learning. So when the ocean, if any other devotee, senior devotee, anyone wants to share something, the floor is open. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.